XS mobile listening.
Broke up a little bit, missed your call sign. Try it again.
Okay, KB2HXS mobile, Greer, in the rain. Good morning.
Well, good morning. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. I'm from Campobello, but I am mobile on 25 South in the rain, headed down to the winter place.
Excellent. Did you say the winter place?
It's south of Greenville. Actually closer to Princeton.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we just, the missus and I are just taking a run real quick. She's in the car behind me. We're actually going to go see a paint guy to go do some touch-up on my car and possibly paint hers. So, we'll see. We'll see what we get.
Your paint guy doesn't do it in the rain today.
Oh, God, no. No. This is just a meet and greet and take a look and, He comes highly recommended by Steve, KN4VWA, very highly recommended. So we're going to go and say hello to Mr. Rodney and see what he's got to offer.
Oh, there's another one right in Flat Rock, North Carolina, right off of 26, a Holder's Collision. They do very good work.
Sure, keep that in mind. I appreciate that. Anyway, name here is Dave. I didn't catch your first name, but I'm sure we'll get there.
You're correct. This is Johnny, Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. No living here to finish up some deer processing and call it quits for the season.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm the missus and I, we moved up here about a year and a half ago out of Florida, so we're halfbacks. And we bought up here in Greer. So, we're loving it. We're loving it.
You want to in Greer? You've either got a little bit of property or you got neighbors all over top of you.
Well, we're in the old section. We're in the Blue Ridge section off of, if you're familiar with it, we're off of CCC Camp Road and in the vicinity of Country Club Road and all that. So we're on the west side of 29. So, yeah, our neighbors are kind of spread out. We've got just under 3 acres. We really stepped in it in a good way.
Familiar with where you are. I'm a little bit north of you, up off of Cockrell Road and 14, just a little south of Gallinsville.
I'm not too familiar with the area, but that's is that near Inman, or are you on the North Carolina side or South Carolina?
Carolina side, but if you're on 14 coming out of Greer, you just stay straight and you'll come to a major four-way intersection. There's a Sphinx station on your right and a place on the left called The Junction. That little town there is called Gallinsville. And I am south of there, back towards Greer, probably about 2.5 miles.
Oh, okay. Is that Highway 11 right there going towards Landrum?
Well, 14 takes you into Landrum, but you cross over Highway 11. That is correct.
Okay, yeah, we like going to Landrum. We go up there up to the Hare and Hound every once in a while, and we get some really good food there.
Been there. If you're referring to the Drake House, that's not the same one. There's a place on Asheville Highway 176 called the Drake House. The food there is very good. It's more of a meet and greet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we found a really nice restaurant up in, oh my gosh. Anyway, it's called the Grapevine. Nice restaurant, nice Greek restaurant. We found that place a couple of weeks back. One of my mom's healthcare workers turned us on to that one.
Comment.
Go ahead, KB2HXS Mobile.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Mobiling down Highway 11, headed toward the deer camp this morning. Heard you two guys talking. I live off of Mount Lebanon Road, about 1 mile as the crow flies from Holly Springs Elementary. So, Johnny, I'm pretty close to you, but just getting a little bit drowsy this morning. Figured I need to jump in and kind of stay awake a little bit. So, Merry Christmas. Good morning, gentlemen.
And that was a good comment. I accept it.
Thank you, sir. Johnny, what you doing this morning? I hear you say you were deer processing.
Yes, sir. I am deer processing. We've got four to do. We do it all ourselves. We're just kind of picky about the way things are done as opposed to a commercial processor. But that's just personal preference, but that's what I'm headed to do. We've got four to take care of. It's probably going to take us a good two solid days to get it all done.
Well, I didn't want to mess your queso up, but I'll be standing by listening, and just want to let you know y'all so close. If you know, ever need any help or something, hey, give me a holler. I got a machine shop and a welding shop right there. Be glad to help you. Anything I can do.
By your driveway many times. We've already had this conversation. I've recognized it with the flags. So get this New Year weekend over with. I may slip over there one day next week. Have a bottle of water and talk about life. I think you and I have a lot in common.
You can talk 10 or 15 minutes. We might get all these world problems figured out. What do you think?
15 hours, yes, that's exactly what I thought you said.
Hey. I don't even want to touch that one. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it would take more than 15 minutes. I can think of a few things right off the top of my head, but I don't want to mention them here, you know?
Just trying to have a little joke this morning. So, but anyway, y'all go ahead.
Oh, heck, jump in. It's okay. I'm getting close to my destination anyway. And I got my wife is following me, so I'm just trying to take it easy. I don't want to speed off on her, especially in this crappy weather.
So, KO4NUE. So, my dad and I used to do a lot of hog hunting down in Florida, down in a place called Buckville, which is 90 miles past Valdosta, Georgia, into the Florida line. And I think that's been my extent of being in Florida, but whereabouts did you move from Florida?
At the middle of the state on the east coast, an old town called Vero Beach, about an hour and a half or so north of West Palm and way north of Miami. But kind of, if you look at a map and you look at Orlando and you draw a line kind of on a 45 diagonal down to the coast, that's about where we were.
I see. Okay. Well, how you like it up here?
I grew up in New York. My wife grew up in Michigan. And we kind of missed our seasons a little bit down there. That's kind of why we moved up here. 90 degrees in January just doesn't do it for me, especially in the air conditioning trade, being up in the Maddox at 140 degrees in the mornings. And no.
And I do. Johnny, go ahead and pick it up. KO4NUE.
Picking up on signals on both ends, so I'm probably just going to sign off and go 73s. But, gentlemen, y'all have a great day. Be safe, and welcome to South Carolina. And, Chad, I'll give you a shout one day next week. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec, signing off, 73s.
Safe, Johnny. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, bud. I'll be clear with you. KO4NUE.
Yeah, good to meet you, sir. Good to meet you. KB2HXS will be hanging my hat for a little bit.
Have a wonderful day, sir. I'll be 73. Say 73s to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. KO4NUE. I'm monitoring.
All right, Chad. Thank you. You do the same. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that jazz. KB2HXS bit. Got to look for this house.
NUE. KO4QLG.
ULG. KO4NUE. Hey, bud, I am going to try this again. So I'm halfway to your location.
I was on the phone with Allstate Insurance Company a few minutes ago. I heard you signing off clear. Was you hollering for me?
I'm either always hollering for you or hollering at you, one of the two. But yeah, I was.
You getting a little tired?
Yeah, I'm a little sleepy. I did sleep good last night. I slept hard, and I think that's some of the issue. But I'm a little sleepy. Yeah.
Like stopping for some breakfast in Pickens.
I got a good idea. Where do you want to meet? Bring it.
Thinking of meeting. I need to run, pay Mama's water bill some point during the day, so I don't know. Maybe they're across from the shop. Village Inn.
I'll meet you there. I don't know, Chris. I hadn't got on Highway 8 yet, so I'd say I'm a good 20, 25 minutes away. But at some point in time, I'm going to drop by and visit Mr. Rowland for a little bit. But, yeah, just I'm headed down 11. I'll be there as soon as I can, I guess.
If you can give me about 5 minutes, I'll finish getting ready and I'll jump in the pickup and give you another holler back.
Set. KO4NUE. I'll be clear but standing by.
QOD, I'll be clear for a couple minutes anyway. KO4QLD.
Hey, go ahead, bud.
How's this radio sounding? I'm mobile right now.
Pick up.
Roof.
Sounds really nice. Really nice. Did you come off of the light bank or did you come off of the front battery?
Battery.
That sounds better than the one in your house. That sounds really good.
Oh, hey, holding up, you good and awake?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll be all right. I'm right here at 288 and Highway 8, right here, Pumpkin Town. So I'm not far off. I'll be all right. I'll just I'll clear on out. And I'll meet you there at the restaurant, probably 10 to 15.
I'll see you there.
You ain't clear.
QOD clear.